Because what he first had said, the merchant is doing this, blah, 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 blah. Therefore, he realizing that saying the truth, you will pay the price. If you cheat, you could win. A good merchant knows that. He will say that. Therefore, you talk, the merchant is wrong. Right? That's the problem. There is no right and wrong. Merchant is wrong in this situation, but that is correct somewhere else. That yes, you have to pay the price. Yes, there is a price to pay. And yes, you should be careful not to talk without the boundaries, without the control. Does it make any sense to you? Because you're talking. It is a very costly business. And any of you has realized that it's a very costly business, you're talking. Which part of your talking is the most expensive part? But the part you call thinking. When you say, I think, actually you're talking. Right? Who's listening? You. Which one is talking? There are two of you. Which one is talking? The merchant is talking. Which one is listening? The rest of you. So, you influence you. That's how you could be a non-believer. You could be a doubter. You could be a negative. You could be a nihilist. You could be everything. How? Of course, the culture will feed you. But the main feeder is you, yourself. Okay? From tomorrow morning, for only 5 months, each morning, half an hour, sit down quietly and tell yourself that I'm stupid. I promise you, after a couple of months, you will be stupid. Because you are calling for that. Because this is stupid to do that. That's how it works. That's how we are complicated. Remember, we are not really somebody who lives. This is a very childish image of a human being. We are building ourselves. In every single moment, you are adding some stuff to yourself. This is how you grow up. So if every single moment when you wake up and say, oh, I'm despair, then you will be. Because that's something that you actually tell yourself and you believe from yourself. Because, I don't know, I haven't seen any different fellow yet. Everybody does this, that you will sit down and you will talk to yourself and you believe yourself, although you remember all the nonsense you were thinking before and it proved to be nonsense, but you believe only in you. That's the animal self, it's here, it's the machine. And remember, when we say there is this machine and there is that breath, doesn't mean that this is bad, that one is good. We'll see it at the eighth story, right? The Arab and the wife. There are two sides of the coin, but you're looking at one only. Turn the coin around. And now, we talked about that. Do not talk like that. There are thoughts that are useless. There are something that even if you find the answer doesn't help you. The main thing is, remember, this one is in a hurry. The other one is not. Because this one is planning the life, the other one is living the life. Your heart is living your life and your thoughts are planning your tomorrow. And your brain is in rush. here, because we're talking about the other side of the coin, the most important thing is patience. He will talk about his patience again and again and again and again, more than 100 times the last time I had to count. See, how many times do we talk about this? Because we don't have that patience. We want it fast. Why? Because the long future is not mine. Yes, I brag about the next generation like that, my grandchildren like that. But that self is in here. That is strong self. He talked about that, so okay, let me tell you something. The story will stop. He went to talk about something from his teacher at talk. In that, we were talking about that patience, remember? Here he said, listen, when you rush in something, you are working upon limited knowledge, right? And the most dangerous stuff is that limited knowledge. If you don't know anything about something, you don't do anything. But when you know a little, you could ruin everything. Because knowledge is like that. Half knowledge is more dangerous than none of knowledge. And your brain is in rush, so you're always working with half knowledge, with none full one. This is something you shouldn't do. A paragraph, a part of the story, and there was no even hint about the story in it, because it was talking about his teacher. Then he went to another story. The story of Moses and the magician. What was that? What is the point of bringing the magician and Moses here? You tell me. As an editor in the newspaper or a critic of the literature, he was talking about the parrot, we know, okay? He stopped the story of the parrot, he quoted from the teacher. You understand, okay? Because the teacher was talking about what? He's talking about that you have that pharaoh with you, so you dare not to go in the fire. First, come to Abraham, then you could go in. Right? This was the message. Let's put it aside. Now, why the Moses and the magicians? You tell me. This is the complication. It started 2 paragraphs ago. Remember, he started to talk about the danger of talking. This saying. He said, this saying, first of all, it's the best, but it could be the worst. Because talking is the base of humanity. That's how you communicate. But when you talk to yourself, it could be dangerous. There are two kinds of them. He couldn't act on that, okay, there is this, there is Abraham, there is that. Now it comes to Moses and the magicians, because both are magicians. Moses is a big magician, but other kind of it, right? They both face each other. One with one kind of trickery, the other one with another one. Right? To see these two facing each other, to say, okay, there is something which is good for Moses, but not good for them. There is different bites. Some bites are halal, some are haram. Then there are some things you should eat, there are some things you should not. And when I said this, you thought that I'm saying this is not eatable, this is eatable. This is not what I said. Both are eatable. But this one is for everyone to eat. There is something else specially made for special people to eat. And if you want to eat it, you have to become a special. The verse is 16:22. to the perfect man, mouthful and saying is lawful. You are not perfect, do not eat. Be mute. You see, at the end of this, he's talking about eating. He says, be mute. Talking is dangerous. The most strange stuff you do is that talking, thinking inside and maybe a little bit outside about everything without having the basic knowledge even real about something. You could talk about it, you think about it, and you believe the outcome.
Is the fact that we call Moses and Moab has got
exactly only the Moses has this adjective added to his name. He talks to God, because kalam is what is the basic word. That's the first thing that it was there, right? The only prophet who emphasized this is Moses, because Moses is a part of Pharaoh. This is spirit, this is the physical existence. Moses is the soul, Pharaoh is the real existence, and both are in me. I'm so entangled that without Pharaoh, there is no Moses. Moses should be raised in the house of Pharaoh, because the spirit will be raised in here. The sister in here will take care of it. That's how they're entangled, yes. That's why Moses is carrying the law. That's why Moses talks to God, even asks something directly. The other prophets won't. Anyhow, he rightly said, inasmuch as you are an ear, he is a tongue. Means your constant talking doesn't let you listen. Because your palate is talking, your heart wants to talk, but there is no time. Make some time for your heart to talk. That's one of the main reasons of meditation in all the different ways of enlightenment. What do they do? Mainly, you try to stop this, and you will see how. When you try, you see how difficult the task is to this chattering stuff, to chatter with it, to convince it to show. That's what the problem is. And he brought it in and said, this is what it is. Look at a baby. He brought the example and said, look at a baby. Our natural existence. This baby should listen first, then learn to talk. If baby is born deaf, he cannot talk. This is why listening is important. And you cannot listen. Remember, we started with listen. The book started with listen. He said, if you can listen. Because if you can listen, everything is talking. But you cannot. He didn't suffice to stop there. He went to say, look around you. Everybody needs a teacher. Everybody needs an example. Everybody needs to learn. And this learning, I mean not only the scientific learning, the other stuff you should learn. The first step of learning was what? To clean up. If you want to bring something in, you have to make space. Go to 1638, I believe.